Well, welcome. My name is Heather, and I'm going to be your tour guide today. It's a beautiful spring day. And we are going to walk down 19th Street in the Heights. I call 19th Street the Soho of Houston, because it has several boutiques, special little shops, some wonderful places to eat, and a lot of interesting people. So, we're going to start out going by the Sand Dollar. Sand Dollar is a great resale shop, which many residents of the Heights utilize. You never know what you'll find in there. And after we pass the Sand Dollar, you'll see Jen's Antiques to your left. There are many affordable items in there, including jewelry. It's another store where something is always new. We have Bliss, Olive Ann, Elegant Notions, Jewelry Making Supplies, and Casa Ramirez. Casa Ramirez is run by a gentleman, Macario, and he is a curandero, which is Spanish for healer, and has knowledge of things that would be considered metaphysical as well. His shop has authentic, I believe, Mexican items and wonderful hats, especially in the hot Houston sun. You want a hat. And on the other side of the street, we have a new store opening. It's called what? Heights Cigar Lounge, your den away from home. Well, I certainly like the display of different cigar boxes they have at the window. Yes, I've always liked to collect cigar boxes myself. Oh, and it's wonderful to stroll 19th Street in the Heights. And we have a place called Young at Heart, Paint Your Own Pottery Studio. And next door is Friends for Life. Friends for Life has cats that you can adopt and dogs. And they're always looking for volunteers. And they really take such excellent care of the animals. It's a wonderful organization and a good one to be involved with. I myself am a cat lover and have two rescue cats. And right next door to that is Shade. Shade is a very popular restaurant in the Heights. People have either lunch or dinner here and have a good wine selection. In fact, I recommend that if you do choose to eat at Shade, they have a dessert wine called the Royal Tukai, and I recommend it highly. It's just delicious. It's best I think I've ever had, and they're very knowledgeable there. And I know they told me that particular dessert wine was made from plums that are overripe, and it used to be commissioned by the royal so-and-so. Anyway, you have to go into Shade at least for a little aperitif, and maybe they'll tell you the story about the Royal Tukai, and do try it if they have it. Sometimes they don't, but it's very delicious. And then we have the East Lake Chippendale Antiques. It is a fabulous antique store. Everything is so fine, and there's lots to see in there. It's all of a good quality. And across the street from the antique, East Lake Antiques, is 18 Hands Gallery. It's a pottery gallery, so it's art in the form of pottery. And next to that is a dress shop. So we have a variety of things. Now here at the corner of West 19th and Rutland, the Houston Junior Forum Resale Shop is to your left. And that's a wonderful shop to shop for furniture and dishes. You never know what you'll find, and all at a very reasonable price. So it's a place I like to check out frequently. I like to pick up old table linens because they make wonderful curtains, and I've really gotten some fabulous looking ones there. And strolling on down the street, I'm going to cross over here at Rutland and West 19th. And right across from me is Occasions, a gift for all, gifts for all seasons and most reasons. That store changes a lot, but right now it is called Occasions. And I'm just waiting for the traffic to go by. We're going to soon be going by Grace Hart and Company. And that is a store where there are several people who have consigned furniture, jewelry, all kinds of wares. And there is a lot of it there. And it's really fun to look, but just be prepared. And they always have something interesting in the window, too. And between Occasions and Grace Hart is the Heights Boot and Shoe Repair. And it's been here as long as I've lived in the Heights. So it's a staple. And I need to get some of my shoes taken care of now that I think about it. Well, here we are in front of Grace Hart and Company. Oh, I love these fabulous little iron tables for the garden, or I'd probably actually have that in the house. Oh, and today we have a wooden chair out front on sale for $15, and an interesting white and red chair, a 1950s kitchen chair, it says. Oh, and a couple of great big candle holders. Here's some more chairs. Number of wares. Several people have space here that they rent to display their wares, but you can find a little bit of everything, certainly. Oh, there's a pink. That's interesting. There's sort of a pink vanity table. Anyway, walking on by, we're coming to Cricut's, and Cricut's is a very popular spot because they have fabulous sorbettos, and they also serve sandwiches, and the staff is friendly, and they always have all kinds of magazines, and it's very colorful. You can actually sit in a booth in the window and watch passerbys as you have your coffee, tea, or snack. And now that we're going past, it looks like a junk place. And he's usually open on Saturdays, and all of this tin comes down, and there are all kinds of things, many things made from iron. And now we're standing in front of Thread. Thread is a stylish kids consignment shop. There are a lot of young couples with kids in the Heights now, so I'm sure they're going to do very well. And next to that is Retropolis. Retropolis is one of my favorites. It's a resale shop specializing in vintage. Let's just step in there a minute. Ah, voice feels so good. You step in out of the sun into the AC and see what's up today at Retropolis. If you like vintage clothing, you will love Retropolis. And recently, Retropolis was mentioned in Vogue magazine, so that lets you know that they have a lot of very finely curated vintage items here. Oh, there's a green feather boa, a lime green feather boa. Too much fun, too much fun. Anyway, they have jewelry, vintage clothing, slips of every stripe and variety. And whatever you're looking for, you probably will find it at Retropolis. They have both men and women's vintage clothing. Well, I feel a little cooled off now. So, let's see. And you also can check out all the different information, things going on around the Heights and around town. Retropolis keeps, like, the Museum of Fine Arts films calendar is there, among others. Next door to that is Jubilee. Jubilee is so much fun. I love Jubilee. They have fabulous furniture that has sort of what we call the cottage look, done really well, and all sorts of items, lots of gift items, and lovely things, and fun things. Great selection of cards, and it's definitely worth a walk through Jubilee. They're always constantly changing it, so it's never quite the same from week to week. Right now they have these beautiful chandeliers. So much fun. And divine candles, they smell so good. Pangelo. Yeah, it smells good. Let's try Coreopsis. Lemonade. China rose. China rose smells good. So does ginger almond. Oh, there's good AC in here.
Those are really adorable.
Well, I hope you enjoyed stopping at the Heights Theater, a truly historic building. It's so wonderful that it continues to be utilized today, and it has all of the flavor of back in the day. And right in front of me, you will see a big hearse covered with cats, painted cats, cats that have been painted on it, and that is Venus's car. Venus Hair is run by Venus. She's been here for many years, and her car, of course, is an established part of the Houston's famous and perhaps infamous at times art car parade, which is the largest art car parade in the world here in Houston, and it's coming up soon. And we're all looking forward to it. It's always really a great event. I'm going to step into Venus's shop. You'll know it's her shop when you see this hair thing she has on display from probably like 1910. It's definitely a unique place. And you'll see these vintage barber shop chairs in Venus's hair salon, as well as a picture of Huey Long, who for many years held court here every Saturday. And Huey Long was an original member of the Ink Spots and a real gentleman. Yes, we had a huge party for him around his 102nd birthday, I think. Anyway, every year at his birthday, it would be a big event in the Heights, and always a lot of fun to attend. So Venus's is definitely a unique shop. You'll have a unique experience here. No cookie cutters in the Heights. And you can tell it's also Venus's by the big pair of scissors out front, like a sculpture. And we have a new little bookstore here. And they have all these magnets out here today. That's a picture of a cat. It says, "A day without drama is a day wasted." And then we're at Replay. Replay has a little bench for the sitting. And they have a window all decked out as a homage to the rodeo, which just finished here in Houston. And Replay has all kinds of vintage items. Recently when, that show that, you know, builds new houses for people, they built a house here in Houston, and Replay was the shop chosen to clothe them for the TV appearances. We're going to just walk in there for a quick second. Also, you can tell Venus's Cadillac, because She also has platters out front with cats on them. And another interesting tidbit is that the person who painted it is named Beans Barton, and he's a local musician and performance artist. Okay, we're going to go into replay for a minute. It's the tiger spotted door. Oh, I always love the music in replay. Hello. Hello? I'm recording an audio tour of 19th Street. If you want vintage, replay is definitely one of the stores in Houston to go to. They have vintage and an excellent selection of it. I'd put them up against some of those spots in LA anytime. Anyway, we're leaving replay of this distinctive cowbell. And right across the street is Harold's. Harold's was for many years a family-owned business and became famous for suiting the presidents, especially Republican presidents. And they've now been bought out, even though it maintains Harold's name. But I'm very happy that I had the opportunity to assist a friend of mine who's a public figure and going into Harold's and selecting some suits, and they had the finest Italian leather shoes, and it was a real experience and wonderful personal service. But Harold's at 350 West 19th Street, where both President Bushes definitely were suited. They're still here. And I'm standing in front of Carter and Cooley Company, and it is a wonderful deli shop. And maybe this is a good place to stop. You might be hungry by now. And grab a sandwich. You can't go wrong at this delicatessen. And after you've had your sandwich, you might want to cross the street. We're here. I'm standing at the corner of Ashland and West 19th. And if you look to your left, you'll see a red brick building. And that is a Sterling Bank. And it has been maintained in its vintage character. It's a really beautiful bank. It's worth it just to walk in there. And you can walk directly into the vault as well. If you continue down 19th Street, you'll see Sheila Jackson Lee, who is one of our congresswomen's office, as well as a few more shops. We have a wonderful spice shop called Penzies, where you can get fabulous spices and every kind of spice, every flavor of vanilla. And Colina's. Colina's is an Italian restaurant that's very popular in Houston. You can bring your own bottle. Fabulous pizza, fabulous Italian. And if you continue on down the street, there is a Vietnamese restaurant to your right, which is also very good and enjoys a bustling business. And then right before you get to the light, and I don't recommend walking all of this unless you're just really up for the exercise, but if you drive on down 19th Street, you'll see a little restaurant called Pie in the Sky to your right. They serve breakfast and lunch and, of course, pie. And it's fairly new in the Heights, but people really like it. Some places I would also recommend is checking out Joshua's. Joshua's is a nursery for native plants and plants and water fountains and all things. And it's a rather unique shop and certainly flavored by Joshua's character. You would just take a right up here at Thai Spice, and Kalina's on the other side, and continue straight on, and then you would see Joshua's. So that's a recommendation. And I'm turning around now, definitely check out the old Sterling Bank, though. So beautiful in there. And on the first Friday of every month, the Heights really comes alive on 19th Street. We have buses and lots of special events. And once a year in August, when it's blazing hot in Houston, we have White Linen Nights in the Heights. And it's become a really large event. Of course, you wear white linen, and all the stores are open and serving food and something cool to drink. And there are several bands playing, and it's a wonderful time. But you can't go wrong being in the Heights. The Heights is also the oldest neighborhood in Houston. So there are people who have lived here for several generations, and that is a lot of what gives it the character and the feel. Heights is like a town unto itself in some ways. There's a definite sense of community, and you get to know people. It's really lovely for the people who do stay at Heights Towers, because they can just come across the street, and they have many options to entertain themselves or be entertained. Sometimes there are musicians playing, more often on the weekends. And usually there's a small gaggle of artists outside M2 Squared Art Gallery. Since I'm walking back, I see Max smoking his cigarette, probably overlooking some art exhibit he's about to get in. Does a wonderful job, brings wonderful art. Well, Max just recommended that at Sweet Tea they have a fabulous chicken salad for $2.40, and he says it's like a whole lunch, so that's a good recommendation. And that's one of the things that is so enjoyable about 19th Street. People are very friendly. You can have conversations with complete strangers. It's a very laid-back, more small-town vibe. And here's Sweet Tea. I'm not going to stop right now, but let's looking at the menu. Let's see. I think he was recommending, yeah, the chicken salad. Well, it sounds delicious. And I think I'm, oh, and free Wi-Fi, of course. And I think we're winding up our tour of the Heights. I know I'm ready to have some lunch. But definitely 19th Street and the Heights is not to be missed. And we're very happy you joined us. We're happy you can see a bit of the oldest part of Houston. Heights Boulevard, which you probably came up to get to 19th Street, was designed after a Parisian boulevard. Just a little tidbit. And there is an Ink Spots Museum nearby on 20th Street, which several people come to visit as well. Well, I guess that's about all I can think to tell you about our tour today, but there's plenty to do on 19th Street. Good food to eat, people to meet, all kinds of antiques. And once again, we're glad you joined us, and I'm sure you'll enjoy touring other parts of Houston as well.